Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. They were astounded at his teaching, Mark tells us. Terrified is a better way to describe the synagogue goers' reaction that day. They thought it would be more of the same. As they settled into their places, they thought they would hear the scribes simply read the words of the law, because these lawyers had no authority of their own. The words they spoke, originally written on stone tablets by God himself, would say what they had always said and would do what they had always done. The words would tell the hearers exactly what God demands of them and would then, by implication, spur them on to get busy. It was a comfortable if-then arrangement. If you want to avoid God's condemnation of lawlessness, then do what is commanded. One's fate resided solely in one's hands. Control rested squarely in the hands of the one choosing obedience and reward, or disobedience and judgment. It's up to you, is how we say it. But Jesus preached something different. He proclaimed a different sermon that upset that whole comfortable arrangement the people had with the law. And, as we'll hear in a minute, it was the demon that recognized the gravity of what Jesus preached. Be silent, was Jesus' sermon. Now, that doesn't sound like much of a sermon, but believe me, it's a doozy. You see, both then and now, people are plagued by three enemies. That's right. You only have three real problems in life. These enemies are sin, death, and the devil. And this is how they work. First, we don't fear, love, and trust God, and this we call sin. Second, because of our sin, we are dying. Third, the devil rightly points out our sin and reminds us that we are dying, and this he does with a never-ending loop of accusation and a voice that sounds exactly like your own. You are fat and undisciplined. You are old and dying. You are weak and a failure. You're a hypocrite and a fraud. On and on and on goes the prosecution. And here's the thing. The devil speaks the truth. And guess what the devil uses as the basis of his prosecution? God's law. That's right. The devil is the greatest prosecuting attorney ever. And he delights in holding up the mirror of God's true and perfect law to show us exactly who we are. Then his evilness emerges when he tempts us to take matters into our own hands. Faced with who we are and what we've done and left undone, the evil one tempts us to get to work. Get to work on saving yourself. And with that, the trap is sprung. The bondage is complete. And we are caught chasing our tails, trusting ourselves to make ourselves right with God and the world by what we do and avoid doing. But when Jesus says, be silent, he's shutting up the demons and their weapon of God's law, and also anyone else thinking to manage life by the law. And perhaps now you can see why everybody there was so upset, astounded, terrified. Jesus took away their means of control and self-righteousness. He left them with nothing they could do to get God off of their back. Have you come to destroy us, is what the demons voiced. And that was also the question of those captivated by the belief that they could control their own fate. And the answer is yes. Destroyed is any hope, legal or otherwise, of being right with God apart from Jesus Christ. Paul tells us this plainly when he says of us, apart from the gospel, you have died. Every mouth is closed, every hand stilled, waiting for the Savior to speak, because we can do no other. He has the words of eternal life. Is that not what we say? And boy, does the Savior ever speak, and with authority. His authority is the very word of God that authors you. That is, God writes your story. And so we come to the heart of the matter. What does God say to you? What is your God-given story? I'm here this morning as an ambassador of Jesus Christ to give you His word. His word that writes your story. So listen up. Here goes. By the authority of Jesus Christ and by His command, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. The law and the demons who use it against you are silenced. Your sin is forgiven unconditionally by the Father for Christ's sake, and your death is swallowed by the gift of His eternal life. That is Jesus' astounding, amazing, authoritative word for you. Amen.